When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, I know we're all working so hard to stay fit and healthy at home. So check out my app. I have free daily 7-minute workouts. Download the app. It's Jillian Michaels Fitness app. Download it. Do the 7-minute workouts. You don't need any equipment. There's total body workouts, ab workouts, leg workouts. You get a new one every single day. And if you want more, obviously, there's a heck of a lot more in the app. There's over 1,000 different exercises. All of my DVD workouts are in the app. I can customize a workout for you in the app. There's freaking yoga, kickboxing, HIIT training, outdoor runs, bodyweight training, free weights. There are thousands of recipes, no matter what your diet preferences are. But at the very least, please do the 7-minute workouts for free.
Welcome to Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels.
And today's conversation. Why do I feel like I need to read this like I'm saying brought to you by, like sponsors?
It's like I set the tone.
I'm going to change
the tone every week and then see if you follow.
Fair. I did. I followed. So our today's conversation is our fourth in a series on finding healthy love with world-renowned dating coach Haley Quinn. And we are going to be talking about busting dating myths that keep us from finding healthy love. And I'm going to be sharing a personal experience. It's not a too fan. It could be too famous for my birthday-ish. I don't know. I know. But it ends up, it has a positive ending. And I think it is a reflection of how all the things that we've been talking about for this past month with Haley kind of come into fruition in real time. That I just sort of watched all of these different things I've practiced and worked on personally and tried to grow with in my relationship with Deshanna really come sort of full circle where you're like, wow, oh my God, look at that, you know? And I don't want to give too much away because I need you to come back after the break. But I'm not a spring chicken. It took a hell of a long time to end up here, you know? Mm. Which gives me hope. It's sort of like, hey, you know, no matter where you're at right now, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're feeling, whether you're in an unhealthy relationship, or whether you're alone, whether you feel like you're dying alone. By the way, I've had so many people, my friends in particular, write me about the Valentine's show. And, you know, they're like, wow, did that strike a chord? Wow, did that hit home? Guys as well.
Wow.
You know,
that's great.
It's like, it's crazy. Like one of my brother's friends, Bryce, who's 28, was like, oh my God. And then my friend Brandon, who's my age, was like, whoa.
You know, that sounds like guys.
Yeah, doesn't it? I think that these issues are so universal. So as we wrap up this series in particular, I'm hoping my little anecdote will provide some hope. And I hope you will enjoy. our final segment with Haley Quinn on busting dating myths to find healthy love. So we're going to take a quick break for our sponsors and then be right back. All right, who doesn't want a bra that's designed for your perfect fit? I mean, of course you do, right? So you need to check out Third Love. It's my favorite bra because it actually fits me, and I don't even notice I have it on. That's how comfortable it is. Seriously, it's time to ditch the bad bras. Third Love's got all the better bras and underwear you need. And now there's Lounge by Third Love. From your couch to any outing, it's loungewear to wear everywhere. From woven to knit to 100% cotton French terry styles, extra small to 3X. And as always, Third Love stands behind their products, so if you don't love it, exchanges and returns are free. Plus, they donate all their gently used bras to women in need. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering my listeners 20% off your first order. Just go to thirdlove.com/Jillian now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Jillian for 20% off today. thirdlove.com/Jillian. There's no excuse for uncomfortable sheets. None. Zero. Nada. When I get into bed, I want to love my sheets, and that's exactly why I got mine from Brooklinen. They're not only super comfy, they don't cost a fortune, because Brooklinen works directly with manufacturers to avoid a giant markup. Plus, they come in a variety of colors, patterns, and materials, so there's something for everyone. So now, you've got luxury and choices. And Brooklinen has all kinds of other products like pillows, comforters, towels, and more. They even have a 365-day money-back guarantee. That's how sure they are that you're going to love their products. So go to brooklinen.com and use the promo code Jillian to get $25 off when you spend $100 or more, plus free shipping. That's brooklinen.com. Enter the promo code Jillian to get $25 off when you spend $100 or more, plus free shipping. brooklinen.com, promo code Jillian at checkout. All right, we are back, and I am ready to tell you my story. I don't really want to call it a tragedy because it started out tragic, but then I think it had like a, it has a positive spin. But so, okay, so it was my birthday, right? A couple months back. Oh my God, a few days ago. What is wrong with me? But now it's, holy cow, Cindy. It's my birthday. Wait, hold on. Oof. It's my birthday a couple weeks ago, maybe, when this airs.
Time's just a concept.
Right? Oh my goodness. So my kids are 8 and 10, right? Kids being kids. And my birthday was during the week. So Deshanna had planned this little trip to take me away for 2 days to go like out into the desert and ride dune buggies and go on this little adventure. So the kids go to school at 8:30, right? And by the time 8:30 hits, there was no like happy birthday mom, right? So I was like, that kind of sucks. And Heidi messages me and she goes, the kids, you know, want to FaceTime with you later or send a video. And I'm like thinking to myself, well, I wish they'd, you know, sent just happy birthday mom, but like, and so I hearted it, right? And I was like, okay, you know, exclamation mark, like enthusiastic, right? Like you're trying to. So the day goes by and I'm like, all right, the kids are out of school, it's 2:30 in their little underground pod, right? I'm like, all right, it's 2:30, they're out of school, nothing. 3 o'clock, nothing. 3:30, nothing. 4 o'clock, my daughter calls me and FaceTimes me and she's like, hey mom, happy birthday. So I was like, hey, baby, you know, we're talking for a few minutes, but I just got back to the hotel and I was like, sweetheart, I'm going to lose you, right? And I'm covered in dirt because I'd been out in the desert. I was like, can I call you back in 10 minutes? I'm just going to shower, call you back. Okay. So I shower, I go to call her back. She declines my call, right? So you're going to think I'm like this horrible bitch of a person, right? Because I was like, what have I done so wrong? Declines the call and she goes, so Heidi has a new girlfriend that the kids met, my daughter's met maybe 5 times, right? Maybe. And she goes, sorry, the girlfriend's here. Gotta go, call you later.
You got a G2G?
I got a, literally, Cindy, GTG, call you later. And I was like, okay. And honestly, if it had been anyone other than Heidi's new girlfriend, I would have been like, oh, hell no. I am your mother. Pick up the phone. But I didn't want it to seem weird. Like, I didn't want her to be friends with Heidi's new girlfriend. So, like, I was like, okay.
You're trying to be supportive.
Right? Exactly. So I was like, okay. So then Heidi calls me. So I was like, oh, this must be Phoenix, right? And I missed that call because I was in the shower. And she's like, I go, hey, okay, what's up? And she's like, I just want you to sign this petition about the something. And I was like, are you serious right now? And yeah, this petition. And I was like, okay, I don't want my name on any petitions right now because the world is insane. And I was like, and tell Phoenix, like, it's 5 o'clock. Like, thanks so much for, you know, calling to say happy birthday. Like, that's not nice. So he calls and I was honest with him. I was like, you know what, dude? I was like, I'm kind of really upset. I was like, I'm really disappointed in you right now. I was like, I would never do this to you. It's my birthday. It's 5 something. I'm not asking you for anything, but I would like for you to, you know, at least say happy birthday, Mom. I was like, when your birthday came around, we had 8 days of birthday. I was like, yeah. You know, and he's like, oh, I didn't have my iPad. And I was like, well, why don't you call from Mommy's iPad, a phone, nothing. And I was like, all right. I was like, you know what? Go do what you need to do. And I was like, and you know, we'll talk about it when I get home. And I said to Heidi, I was like, I'm so like, what have, like, I would never do this to you. Cause like when it's her, like her mother's day or this or that, like I take the kids to shop for her. Of course, yeah. I pay for everything. And it's like, you know, oh, we shop for Mommy. We pick things out online for Mommy. Cause it's like, I'm teaching them how to treat their mother. And this is just, these are Heidi's values, right? She's like, well, they didn't want to. And I'm thinking to myself, like, really? You know, and it's like, this is why you're no longer a couple, like this right here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, and is there just her values? It's like, well, they didn't want to, so I'm not going to make them. And in my mind, I'm like, they're children. You teach them what's expected of them. You show them how to respect their mother. This is a great opportunity to be like, this is your mother. I get you don't feel like it right now, but she does X, Y, and Z. So anyway, to make a very long story short, right? So the kids come to the house and I won't even get into that whole thing. And I kind of had this fucking piss poor talk with them. But here's what I'm getting to. And it relates back to this whole effing series we've done with Haley Quinn. So I'm trying to figure out now how to relate to my kids. Cause I'm like trying to manage my own issues of like being so disappointed. Cause normally when people hurt me that bad, and I know they're kids, I know developmentally, you know what I mean? Like that you have to tell them to do things. But then it's like, I have to remind you, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, so anyway, I'm like, I'm trying to figure out how to be normal again and like not behave in a way that's hurt. Cause that's, you know, if it was an adult, obviously I'd be like, all right, that's it. You're a jerk. Like if it was my best friend, someone that close to me. So anyway, I was like, okay, maybe we could go like snowboarding next weekend. And Deshaun is just dead ass quiet. And I was like, oh, let's see. She's like, I'm not going snowboarding. And then I was like, baby, and I'm messaging her on my phone, right? And I'm like, we can't be, you know, this can't be like awkward forever. She's like, I'm not taking them snowboarding. And my son goes, are you talking about us? And she walks over and she goes, I am talking about you, buddy. And she's like, the way you guys treated your mom is not okay.
Wow.
And she's like, this is your mother. And she, oh my God, she's like, she does this for you and this for you and this for you and this for you. And she's like, she's like, her birthday was ruined because of what happened. She's like, you declined your mother's call, Lou. It's your mother. She's like, for a stranger, you declined her call. And she's like, I love you guys and you're great kids, but someone needs to teach you how to treat your mother. And if it has to be me, then so be it. And I went in there to try to like, I was like, I should stop her from, and Cindy, I just sat there and all I could think about was, my God, I love this woman so much. And it was like, she didn't abuse them.
No.
She didn't attack them. She didn't berate them. She told them, what you did isn't cool. And this is how you treat your mother. And this is what's expected of you. And I thought to myself, like, my God, like, all these years to find you. Mm. And I would never, you know, and it's everything that Haley talks about, where it's like, I couldn't have ever known she was this person at first.
Right.
I went into it damaged with all kinds of like, you know, no way, no more relationship, nothing, no commitment, nothing. I'm never getting married, not ever, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, people reveal themselves to you. When she talked about, you know, in one of our segments about the pieces of the puzzle,
yeah,
you know, and how
yeah.
you might see too and think like, oh, I'm putting my, you know, there's 180 other pieces to this puzzle. It's like, as this woman reveals the pieces of her puzzle to me, like more and more, it makes me think like, my God, like somebody could actually support me. Somebody could hear me. Somebody could grow with me. Somebody can actually change. Like I can say, hey, I didn't like this. And she might get defensive and yell at me, you know, and be like, oh, you're crazy. These are your issues. You know, this is your stuff or whatever. But then she might come back and be like, all right, what is it that you actually, you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
she can actually
yeah.
hear me. She can actually change. She can actually grow and evolve and makes me grow and evolve and look at myself. And it's like, but it's not this like spark and this
yeah.
fantasy and this like, oh, it should be X, Y, and Z. We have been to hell and back together through
yeah.
COVID. You know, you and Lori already have. You've been together forever, but not forever, but a really long time.
Well,
you know,
for
you guys,
us, yeah.
Cancer, I mean, you guys have been through cancer.
Yeah.
You guys have been through everything together.
Death of her mother.
Yeah, everything you can go through, you guys. And it's like now you're like, oh, I've seen every part of this, how this person functions in these situations, and this is a match, you know? And it's just, all I'm saying is that all of the bullshit, the myths and the spark and the settling, and it's like, that moment, I was like, my God, like, and I would have stopped her.
Yeah,
had I known she was gonna do it, I would have been like, no, don't, you know, because it's like, I don't want that, you know. Then they're going to go back to Heidi and be like, DeShanna, yelling at, and then I'm going to have to deal with Heidi and all her bullshit. And it's like, but she was so right.
Yeah.
She was right. Well, and what she did was right.
And what she did came out of love.
Yeah, for all of us.
For all of you, exactly.
She's like, this is your family. This is your blood. And she's like, this is not how you treat blood. And there was another issue with Lou and a bully at school. And she talked to Lou about that as well, because she didn't like the way that Lou had befriended a kid that was mean to her brother, you know? And she had a real issue with that because she grew up in a very tight Italian family
yeah.
like you.
Yeah.
And this is just not, you know, like loyalty, blood, family. Like, you know, I don't have that. And you know, to Heidi, it's like, well, they didn't want to, you know, and that's what Heidi values is like, I don't care if he doesn't want to wear underwear. I don't care if he doesn't want to wear socks. I don't care if he doesn't want to brush his teeth.
That's just what you just said. It's what she values.
That's what Heidi values.
And what DeShanna values. And what between the two, it's pretty clear which one
works for me.
Yes. And which values work for you and what you value. In all that.
And that's exactly right. It's like finding that, like Heidi could have a kid with somebody else and they could be like, I love that she lets them do what, you know, whatever they want. Anyway, the long and the short of this is, I never would have known DeShanna had that in her.
Yeah.
I thought she was like some young, pretty girl bebopping around New York when we started dating. I would have been like, oh yeah, no way is this girl gonna be mature enough, you know, to handle me and my ex and that whole mess we have and the two kids, you know, and my life and all the drama that goes along with it. Like, no way can she handle that. No way. She's just this young, pretty girl. And she's 35 now, but she was 32. I was 43. And it was like, sure. You know what I mean? Like, sure, this is going to, it's like, oh, it's this cute, really pretty girl in New York. Great. And I mean, this woman has shown me who she is. Over 2.5 years. And it's like, I could have never known that ever. And anyway, so it's like all these lessons Haley talks about, that's some real time shit right there.
Yeah.
There are things that, you don't want to, that are not, you can't settle with because you can't live with them. But then there are things that like you know, give that person an opportunity to show you that like, they will come out of the gate swinging for you. And it's so much more important than anything else. And I know you've seen it with Lori, but I don't think I've ever fucking seen it. I mean, I did have, there was a person, and I will shout her out because she's lovely and her name is Lerone. And, you know, we were just at such different places in our life and she was an amazing person other than DeShanna, right? Just a great, wonderful girl who I don't have a fucking bad word to say and is just a doll and is like, in a, like have such mutual respect for each other and talk, you know, all the time. But other than her, I've never dated anyone that ever actually gave a shit about me. And it's fascinating for the first time to have somebody actually, it's wild.
That's actually a very accurate description of what it feels like. Because yeah. I was thinking that the other day. I was like, you know, it's so funny. If I could go back and talk to myself about all these relationships that I thought were love, that
oh my God,
so
and they
were
weren't.
Not.
No. It was like, let me try to show you how good I am. Let me take care of you. Let me help you. Let me this. Let me prove myself to you. And never getting there, right? Never getting there. And it's like, for that other person's issues, but that, of course, was my stuff. But nevertheless, it's like, and you think to yourself, what the F was I thinking? Yeah. Like, how did I, what was I doing? Like, how did I, you know, and then you've got somebody that is your ride or die. You know, that deals with, like, you through the worst of it and has your back and supports you in ways you didn't even know you needed to be supported.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, I just thought, like, God, I deserve this now. I think I do. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I totally deserve this. Like, and it's just, I don't know, like, it's a fascinating feeling for the first time. And I am just turned 47. So if you're 47, 58, or 32, you just like, you keep working on yourself, you keep working the steps, and you know, it's gonna happen when you do. Cindy had it happen, I've had it happen, and now we're gonna jump into our segment with Haley Quinn so she can guide us in our final segment to find healthy love. What if you could measure your health on a scale instead of just measuring your weight? Well, that's exactly what I've been doing with FitTrack's Dara Smart Scale. It analyzes 17 different things, including body fat percentage, muscle mass, bone density, and more. It's even motivating me to drink more water by holding me accountable for my hydration levels. It's one of the most accurate home smart scales in the world. It's even used by nutritionists and trainers, and the best part is you can actually track your health over time with the free FitTrack app. So stop measuring weight and start measuring health with FitTrack. Go to fittrack.com/Jillian to take 50% off your order. Plus, for a limited time, you'll also save an additional 30% with the code BUILD30 at checkout. That's fittrack.com/Jillian, FITTRACK.com/Jillian to save 50%. Plus, get an additional 30% off your order with the code BUILD30 at checkout. Don't miss out on this amazing limited time offer. fittrack.com/Jillian, code BUILD30 at checkout. I just got a sick new mattress from Awara, and it's amazing. It's a hybrid of natural foam and New Zealand wool fiber, which absorbs moisture naturally and keeps those creepy dust mites away. And Awara is known for having a weightless feeling because your weight is evenly distributed from head to toe with a touch of bounce you just don't get with a memory foam mattress. They even have a warranty and free shipping and returns, so if you're not happy with it, they'll take it back, even if it's 364 days later. And now get $350 off plus a limited time $499 in free accessories. That's two natural latex pillows, cotton sheets, and a waterproof mattress protector with every mattress purchase at awarasleep.com/Jillian. And feel good knowing Awara plants 10 trees with every purchase. Sleep better knowing you just planted a small forest. To redeem, go to awarasleep.com/Jillian. That's awarasleep.com/Jillian. Okay, we are back with Love Doctor. I love that I've renamed you that, Haley. Dating coach, world renowned dating coach, Haley Quinn. And we are talking about dating myths. Haley, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm going to take the Love Doctor term. I like it. I'm going to rebrand myself as that. So.
Do you know where that comes from? Did I ever tell you that story?
No. I didn't know there was a story.
Oh my God, Mama. Years ago, we would take caller questions, right? And sometimes people would send in like questions about relationships. And I remember thinking, like, are they f***ing nuts? Why are they sending this to me? Like, I can do calories and I can do lunges, but like love is really kind of out of my ballpark. So we started this joke segment called The Love Doctor. And then one day I was like, we really need to get some help, like an actual love doctor. I don't really have the expertise to help you move past this stuff. It's a continuing work in progress for me. So that's actually where that comes from. And I have finally found our love doctor in you. Speaking of love doctor, today we are talking about dating myths, as I'm sure you know, because you sent the segments over to me many months ago. And I'm listening and I'm thinking, like, what does she mean? Like, what's a dating myth? What is that and why do I care? Jump in.
Dating myth.
Here's the ball.
The ball is the call. The ball is that when it comes to like dating myths, a dating myth is how you talk to yourself about dating. I think it's, again, how the story that we have around things, the narrative we have around things, I think is so important around creating our belief around how stuff is going to happen for us or not happen for us in our lives. And so I think there's loads of truisms in the area of dating that kind of soak into our minds and somehow get us on completely the wrong track around how something is going to happen. And I'll give you a classic to get this started. This is actually my mum's favorite dating myth. That was her favorite. This is going to be her favorite one to peddle to me every time during my single days when I was feeling particularly glum and ring her up. She would say, when they're the right one, they'll find you.
Oh, shit. Oh, my
that
God.
One.
Yep.
You know, like that yep. real cryptic way of saying things.
Yeah, there's this fantastical element of like fate will take over and don't worry, you don't have to do any work on yourself. Like it's just when it's right, you'll know.
Right, exactly. And I think that I am such a big person for accountability in all areas of our lives that obviously that idea right from the start when my mum was saying it, that was like jarring to me. But I think sometimes as well when people can then take that idea and okay, they may not be saying to each other, you know, when it's the right one, they'll find me. But when they set an intention, for instance, to meet someone, even though they can consciously say, you know, I'd really love to have a boyfriend, I'd love to have a girlfriend or start a relationship, they can then follow that up with saying, but you know what, actually, I'm just going to let this come to me because I believe when it's the right time, it's going to happen. So I think it can be like a fallback that people can go towards when perhaps they don't want to kind of put their hands up and say, like, I'm actually working on this area of my life. Because I think sometimes with love and dating, we so expect it to be this mystical thing. And I think it can be a really hard thing to say, you know what, I actually would like this to happen. And these are the conscious steps I'm taking towards it. And so I think sometimes people can adopt this real role of passivity within the dating process. And I'm sure it is not that different to fitness and other stuff. Of course, when you come, it comes to meeting people, there is an element of fate and luck and chance and serendipity because that's part of life. But equally, if you just sit on your couch and you never go anywhere and you never analyze your own patterns and you never actually make yourself vulnerable and able to meet someone, you're not going to be able to meet somebody. So I think I'm a big fan of instead of going down the mystical route and thinking it's just fate, to instead turn that back around and think, maybe this isn't fate. Maybe the common denominator is actually me and how I'm engaging with this area of my life. And perhaps there's a sign here that I need to actually take a look at myself and figure out if I should be doing things differently.
Are there like a list of these myths? Like I can think about one that I always used to have this kind of mystical thinking about where it was like, well, the minute you aren't searching for the one, then they're going to come along. Have you heard that one before?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I'd be like, okay, I'm not going to look. I'm not going to look for anybody. But then, you know, you're like, peekaboo, anybody out there? No, okay. You know, I'm good to be alone. I want to be alone. Because then you think like, the minute I say I want to be alone, that's when the right one's going to show up.
I know. We all want there to be like that suit. It's like abracadabra to the universe of love. You know, it's like, that's it. The door will fly open. I've just got to get into that, say that one mystical phrase. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. And what I find so difficult is, obviously, I'm so absorbed in the world of like dating coaching and dating advice. And whether it's like a romantic movie, bad dating advice, something being marketed, I think there's so many of these dating myths that are just thrown around there into our everyday lives. It can be bedazzling and we can start to really believe them. So I'm going to give some really obvious examples that everyone's going to have heard of. So another obvious example, where are all the good men? I did make that men on purpose. I went there. Sorry, I gendered that.
Yeah, do it because I hear it all the time. Because I've never heard a guy say, "Where are all the good girls?" Ever, not once.
Right, right, exactly. So, what does? But when you dig a little deeper, what does that? What is that question actually saying? So, when you're saying, "Where are all the good men?" First of all, we assume that there's one form of good that's good for everybody. I think what people usually mean is like, "Where are all like the eligible people, men that want commitment?" That might be what that statement
you're
means.
Absolutely right. Yes. Yeah.
And then it's like. Actually, it's, and then yeah. as a woman seeking a man, you can make it very much about a physical space. It's like, what app should I be on? What party do I need to hang out at? Wow. What's the zip code?
And yeah. Oh my God, the zip code. There's no good men in LA. Mm-hmm. Oh, all the, I mean, you're absolutely right. Oh my God. Yes.
Right. So we make it about that the good ones are either in this place or they're definitely not in this place. And that just
like
leads.
Hole.
I know. Mm. But how much does this lead us right down the wrong track? Which is like, because when we start looking for the fishing hole, what we're not actually thinking like, you know what, there's good and bad everywhere. It's actually how I engage with people and how I look for people and you know, how I interact. That's the bit I need to work on. So the whole like thing of just throwing your hands in the air and being like, there is no one in this city or there's no one in this country or Europeans are different or whatever it might be. That's just basically shrugging off. I'm sorry to be harsh here. That's like a bit of a shrug off of personal responsibility and accountability in this situation. So again, little example there of how the language of asking which is the right dating app, where are all the good men? It's leading you actually down the wrong path and away from your goals. So that's why dating myths need to be busted, because I think it just sets up the framework of how to fix this area of your life in totally the wrong way.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it's crazy. Wow. Right. All right. Well, give me another one. Is there another one?
I love these. I've got loads. I've got loads here. So you just got to be, you've got to just be confident, or you've just got to be yourself. Now, this annoys people. This annoys people because often, like I find as a coach, it's like it would just, I don't know what the fitness equivalent of this is. It might just be like, just be fit now, you know? It doesn't give people the access road to how to get there. Okay, of course.
Oh, it's just love yourself more. That's what it is. Just love yourself. Just be good to yourself. And they're like, but how? Like, I've had this whole life of being told I'm shit. Then I experience shit. You want me to believe in a reality I've never experienced. How do I get there?
Totally. So I think sometimes when people give that advice, and of course, a lot of these dating myths, there are grains of truth in there, right? It's obviously being confident is a good thing and being authentic is a good thing. But I think when we just say that to people and we don't actually lay out the roadmap for how they can get there, it can feel like we're just really dismissing them, you know, or giving them this unobtainable ideal, which they just can't have. And likewise, even when it comes down to the confidence thing, and obviously as a coach, I work with men, women, everyone, I find that sometimes these ideas, again, can be totally misconstrued. So I was actually speaking to a male client and he lives in LA. So and he'd taken this be confident thing and he had run with it. Like he just thought that in order to successfully engage with a woman, that he couldn't show a chip in the armor. You know, it had to be the perfect, he had to say the perfect script. He had to dress, it was like, unless he was doing everything right, it wouldn't work. So he became this kind of hyper version of what he thought confident would look like. So it's like taking that top line piece of advice. Another example, like you have to let them chase you.
I've said that to my friends.
I know. The thing is, it. It's like when advice gets boiled down to its essence, you get this like truism. And it's not that there isn't truth in that. Like, yes, it is good for people to show that they're investing in you and willing to build a relationship with you. I think that's like a fair statement. But then somehow that then pops out the other side as like, you know, the egg doesn't play swim games to the sperm, sis. You know, it comes out like that. And I'm like, hang on a minute. there's probably a bit of more detail that we should be like aware of before we just say this to people. So I think that's in the area of dating advice. It's just like any area of advice, there's so much detail that when you actually really look into a subject, there's so much nuance, and there's so much about what's right for the individual, that this cookie cutter truisms can actually be really jarring. They can either lead you down the wrong path, or they can make you feel like you're just never going to be that person, because you're never going to be just be yourself. Well, I've tried being myself for the past 40 years and everyone's hated it. So like, where do I go from here?
Oh my God, you're so right.
You know, we had one friend who, curious what you think about this. This guy was just like on again, off again, on again, off again. Like he would say things like, hey babe, like he'd nudge her, right? Like, what are you doing? And she'd be like, oh, I'm just whatever. What are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm just with friends at a barbecue. But he wasn't like, hey, come to the barbecue, right? So, you know, my Deshanna was like, fuck that guy. Like, blow him off, whatever. And I said, like, why don't you just tell him the truth? Like, I kind of don't know where we stand here. I get these mixed signals, like you check in, but you don't invite me. And I just don't know where we are.
Right.
And what about like just being honest like that? Do you think that's a mistake? Like, are you being too forward saying like, I don't know what the fuck's going on here? Or
okay, so this is a really good point, because I also think this links into my like axe to grind on the be yourself thing, because I think sometimes when people are being themselves, they're like, you know what? That's the second time that person, they've sent me a message. I wrote back. They haven't replied. How rude. You know what? I'm going to send them a 5-page long WhatsApp message now telling them how I really feel. You know?
Oh my God, it's, girl, you're spot on.
But it's so hard, right? Because it's like, where is the line where I'm being like authentic and I'm communicating and I'm expressing myself? Yeah. And where is the line as well where you have to think, actually, have I placed too much expectation on this person? Have I created most of this relationship in my head? Have I ignored obvious cues here that maybe they're not showing up for me in the way that I would want? Are they meeting the standards or how I would expect someone to form a relationship with me? So it's not just about the authentic, yes, it's like the authentic self-expression. I'm a massive fan of that. I'm definitely into that, you know, the whole playing games thing. It doesn't work. It just like attracts usually probably emotionally unavailable partners. Just don't even go there. But before you send the long open communication message, I also think you need to check in with yourself about whether this is an appropriate situation to have that level of open communication. So that's like the next, that's like an example of how you take the advice, and there's often like a second layer to it, which is also really, really important, because otherwise you're going to use that advice out of context. So what I would say to someone in that situation is, let's not waste our time here wandering around his motivations, what he might be able to offer you, what he's trying to communicate. Let's just go back to yourself, because that's someone that you can know and you can identify with, and you've got to think, right, okay, is this person, is how they're engaging with me, is this making me feel calm? Is this making me feel confident? Is this making me feel secure? Are they meeting my standards for how I'd expect to get to know someone? You can ask yourself these questions and you're going to be able to come up with an answer and work out, is this person worth still kind of keeping that door open for and engaging some energy in there? Or in fact, is the writing on the wall? And, you know, without them having to say anything, do I just know, because I know myself, that this isn't the right thing? And in that case, you might just peace out and not need to send the message. Or in other cases, you may feel that it is the right thing to send the long message. It's not simple. There isn't like a rules for dating. Like, I always say this to people when I get asked this on podcasts, and they're like, oh, you know, what are the rules for dating? And I'm like, I am not Moses of dating. You know, there is, as much as we would like there to be these really simple guidelines for this stuff, unfortunately, this is like two human beings or more interacting with one another. You know, it's too complicated. There isn't a model for this that's really fits. So you're going to have good rules of thumb, but actually you have to look at those rules of thumb really critically and think about how that applies to you as an individual. Otherwise, it just won't work.
Oh my God. I was looking for you to be like, no, you know, if X, then Y. You know, it's like, if this, then you counter with that. Or, it, you know, It really isn't that simple. Each situation is unique.
Yeah, and there's such a difference. I don't know if I think I might have banged on about this before, but like I call it between tactics and a strategy. So like a tactic is a short-term play to get an outcome. So it's like, okay, he's not inviting me to the barbecue, so you know what? I'm going to change my WhatsApp pic to make it like ultra hot, and then I'm going to get an even hotter pic on Instagram having fun, and then I'm going to take 2 days to reply. That'll do it. You know, and yeah, he might just be like, oh, wow, I'm going to come a little bit closer and start chasing. But that tactic, whilst it might get you the response or it might get you the date, does it fit with your longer run strategy of actually being your own best advocate in your love life, of really looking out for yourself, of really trying to find a high quality partner that can meet your needs? Probably not. So you always got to prioritize the bigger picture strategy rather than the short-term tactical gameplay, because who cares about somewhat one person asking you on a date? Like, who cares? It doesn't make any difference. There's loads of people that can ask you on dates. It's your job to go out there and look for people who can really make you happy, and you can make them happy, and you can build these rewarding partnerships with. And that's a whole different agenda.
Haley, you are fantastic. And as we've talked about before, these segments are to kind of highlight issues, open your mind, get you thinking, help you have epiphanies, guide you in the right direction. But if you are the kind of individual that needs a little more handholding, that's totally normal. It's just like saying like, okay, I see you tell me to do these 5 exercises at home. Like, I can do lunges, I can do squats, I can do sit-ups, but I don't know how to put them together. I don't know how often I should be doing them. I don't know when I should progress them. Something new has just come up and I'm not quite sure how to incorporate it. There is so much nuance. So the usual, Haley, tell them where they can get more help, more advice, more coaching, mm-hmm. please. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to hit you with one more thing. But I'll leave that till the end. Go ahead.
Okay. So here's the thing. It's not actually about finding this one mystical, magical other person who's going to solve everything. It's actually a process to start solving yourself and getting to the point where you're ready and you have the tools to form these really amazing, healthy relationships with people. If you're down for that, if you want to put the work in, you can head to HaleyQuinn.com. I've got a 30 days of dating challenge, which isn't about finding a perfect boyfriend or girlfriend. It's just about getting closer to your own self-awareness, building your self-esteem, and yes, developing some tools so you can be accountable and you can go out there and make it happen for yourself.
And they can find that at HaleyQuinn.com. Yes. And they can follow you on Instagram at HaleyQuinnX.
Yes.
And you know what I would love? Sorry, I did this to you the very first time we spoke, and then it begot this. Is I would love if we could do this and figure out a sort of schedule and start taking some listener questions.
Oh my gosh, I would love that. Because I think when you get a question, you know, you get all the dating myth, you get all the mindset, it's going to be
it all comes together
in how someone asks the question.
It's so revealing. Exactly what you mean. Cindy, where would people send in questions for Haley? I don't even know our podcast email.
Jillian podcast at gmail. I'm going to put it all. Everything's in the show notes. Everything's in the episode notes.
JillianPodcast@gmail.com to send in questions. But I highly encourage you, because we don't know when we're going to do that. I'm going to get it together. We're going to figure it out. But I highly encourage you, go to Haley Quinn X and follow her on Instagram. Go to HaleyQuinn.com to take the 30-day dating challenge. And quite honestly, if you are struggling with this, consider getting a coach, consider mm-hmm. getting some help, just like a personal trainer, just like a business mentor or coach. Same thing. Romance is at least 50% of our life. I mean, you're going to share, God willing, your life with somebody. Like, get some help with it. Haley, you've been wonderful as always. I'm so grateful.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
No, I've absolutely loved it. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, guys, we want you to subscribe to the podcast so you can stay up to date with our life-changing and life-saving information. So on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening, click that subscribe button.